Yo, man, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the Traumafied Podcast with your boy Zell Johnson, man. Hey, look, in this episode, man, I want to talk about, and I spoke on it a little bit in the last episode, I want to talk about earthly trash invading your spiritual aura. Nah, you know, I ain't no therapist or nothing, but just be thinking, like I told y'all. So, like, you don't really know a person until you really know them. I talk about flaws in my last video. I talk about all these certain things like that. You know, man, the truth is, man, like, we have so much earthly trash being dumped on us, being put on us, that who you are when you were born spiritually is not the person you're going to be. You're still in there, but the humans have influenced you. The culture has influenced you. The society has influenced that spirit. When we came into this world, man, that we were pure. We didn't know. Now that we know, it's almost like you gotta become the animal. You gotta become the beast. You gotta become the monster to withstand this world. It's a beautiful world, but society is not beautiful. Because really, it's just a bunch of contracts, money. Like I said before, climbing that corporate ladder. And what it does is it starts tainting. It taints you. Like it changes you. It turns you into this person that you're not. You know, me being molested as a child, seeing my mother and father drunk, my father drunk, arguing with my mother, being bullied, being picked on, being broke, living in the struggle, roaches, rats, possums, you know, shootouts, you know, friends getting killed, getting shot at, all of that shit, man, it fucks up your aura. It destroys your, I want to say destroys your spirit, but it breaks it down. And it breaks it down so much, man, it gets to the point where, like, you can't see nothing else but trauma and drama and suffering. And that's why some people with mindset, man, they just can't understand certain things because they've been tainted and bogged down by all of this earthly trash. You know, all these blind people leading the blind, all these people that, you know, information was ripped away from them. You know, information was blocked from them on purpose to better a certain group of people and things like that. So I just say, you know, I talk about my last episode, you know, sitting with your flaws, and that earthly trash is on you. You got to really go somewhere and get cleaned off, whether that be church, God, meditation, therapy, yoga, psychiatrist, whatever the case may be, hanging with your friends, laughing, or all the above. But just know, man, that we all have flaws, man. And that earthly trash is stuck on us. It's stuck to us. You know what I mean? And it's sad sometimes because you really don't know how to maneuver and move around, and it kills us. Some of us, man, we die. We perish with all that dirty earthly trash on us. What the Bible says is, like, we're like a dirty rag. We really are, man. It's like sometimes I sit back and I wonder, like, damn, why was I sent here? What's my mission? That's a question I want to ask y'all. What do y'all think y'all mission is? You know, what is our mission? What is our true purpose here in life? You know, and sometimes, you know, I think spiritually and then I think logically. You know, like, logically, two people fucked each other. You were born. They took care of you. You graduated or you didn't graduate. Now you're out there in the real world just every day waking up doing the same shit. Just getting by until you're dead. But then on the spiritual side, it's like these two people met, in the spiritual realm, and all the things that we don't know about, or the quantum world, or the whatever you want to call it, divine intervention, whatever you think it is, the universe, and you were meant to be here, and some crazy algorithm put these two people together, and you were born for a reason. That's the flip side of it. So I don't know which one it is, if it's a little bit of both, or what the case is, man, but you really got to get that earthly trash off of you, man. Or don't let it influence you, man. Some people can see the trash. Others can't. It was times where I could and I couldn't see it. You know? I don't got no discernment or anything like that. I'm not touched by the almighty, all high or anything like that. You know, sometimes I see it. Sometimes I don't. A lot of times I don't see it. And I think we don't because it's so embedded in us to think a certain way. And if you think any other way, you're considered weird, goofy, strange, stupid. And I've called people those things. I've called people all type of shit, all type of fucked up names. But now I'm just kind of getting to this point in my life where I want to just accept those people for who they are. And only God can fix them and judge them. You know what I mean? Or, you know, their relationship with whatever they need a relationship with can fix them, and hopefully they find peace. Like, I'm really at a point in my life where instead of saying fuck this person, fuck that person, I'm really like, you know what, God bless you, you go your way, I go my way, because we all got trauma, and we all experience it in different ways, and it comes out in different ways. Some people like me are closed in, depressed. Some people are narcissistic, mean, evil, murderers. Or some people are just put on a smile and act like they're happy, and then one day they're just gone. Because that earthly, that trash, man, that earthly, I don't even want to say if it's earthly, it's more like societal trash, cultural trash, shit that doesn't mean anything, but for some reason we're stuck on it. You know what I mean? And it gives us these, you know, these mental illnesses, even these medicines, man. Some of these medicines, some of y'all don't need these medicines, some of y'all do. I'm a person that does, because for me it just helps, you know. Or if I can really get down to the nitty gritty of my issues and really figure out a good game plan and a process to help me get through certain things. See, me, I need good energy, man. If I'm not around good energy, you know, and I'm excluding being at home. Sometimes when you're at home and you're close to somebody every single day, you have those little snappy moments with each other. You know, you're human. You know, dogs do it, gorillas do it, cats do it. Everybody has those moments. You know what I'm saying? You're a part of the earth. So it's like, man, I just want to get on here and let y'all know, man. Don't let the cultural, earthly, societal trash invade your spiritual aura. Don't let other people's vibrations mess up your vibration. You know what I mean? Don't let a person that's always down and out, even if it's me, I want to say that again, even if it's me, even if it's somebody you love and you care about, try to help them as much as you can without messing up your vibration. If you can't help them, like, financially, you can try to help them spiritually. If you can't help them spiritually, you can try to motivate them. If you can't motivate them, you can try to influence them. If you can't influence them, you got to give it to God. You can just pray for them, you know? But what you can't do is break yourself down trying to fix somebody else. Even, it's just, man, you just got to make sure you're good, man. Like, don't hurt yourself, because everyone's carrying baggage, earthly, cultural, you know, societal baggage, man. And it's just like, find your peace, start showing more love, extend your hand. You know, do what you got to do for your loved ones that's close to you, and leave that legacy behind. You know, leave that legacy behind of truth and hope and happiness. and hard work. Don't leave behind no legacy that you were a failure, that you were nothing, or that you didn't just, you were, you know, leave that legacy, man. Inspire your offspring. And so that they know, hey, my great-great-granddaddy did this. My great-great-great-great-granddaddy did this. That's why I'm able to do this. So that's what you want to do, man. You want to leave behind a positive impact on this world. And really, man, I think that's every single human being's goal. The true goal is to leave a everlasting impact. And some of us leave a negative one, and that's just what it is. Because we don't know all the ins and outs, how to traverse this plane we're on. Because this is a plane, this physical plane that we're on right now. I do believe that there's hopefully a spiritual plane. I'm by the airport. Again, by the airport. I'm right here by the airport. Sorry for the background noise. I'm not at home on my mic where I can filter out little stuff here and there. Even at home, you know what I mean? It's kind of hard to do it. I'm not that tech savvy just yet when it comes to this podcast thing. So sorry about that. But I don't know what else. I don't really know how else to deliver the message that I have, you know, to the world or to two or three people. That, hey, man, listen, man, leave behind a good legacy. Don't let that earthly trash bog you down. You know, don't let it mess up your vibration. Don't let it mess up your aura. If you start the day off happy, you should be happy by the time you come home. You shouldn't let anything affect you. And I know life happens. Now, I'm not, you know, don't get me wrong. If someone's passed away or, you know, car, something serious, then I get that. But I'm just saying the day-to-day little shit you deal with at work, or don't let any of that, because these people are, we're all sick. Can I say that? Can I say we all have sicknesses? And I think as the human race evolves, we'll start realizing that the brain needs so much attention. It's such the most delicate muscle, in my opinion, on our body. Some people would say the heart. Some people would say the lungs. But none of those things will work without the brain, without that microscopic, teeny tiny neurons in our brain that work, that we don't really fully understand yet. You know what I mean? And I do believe there's some sort of energy within everything. Everything's connected. Everything is connected. You're from Earth. You're connected to everything you see natural on this Earth. So I just think that, man, you know, we got to treat our planet better, myself included. We really got to understand that everything's one. A lot of times we try to separate ourselves. Like, no, we all come from the same universe. We all come from the same stardust. We all are. This planet didn't just push up grass. It didn't just push up trees. It pushed up us. Out that same dirt trees come out of. Out that same dirt dinosaurs came out of. Out that same, we were birthed from the planet. You know, now God might have put the planet here. He created everything, so they say. So it's like everything's connected, man. And once we really figure out that everything is connected. Everything is connected. There's not one single thing on the face of this planet, man-made or not, that's connected. Because man can't make anything that nature doesn't already have the ingredients for. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, we just got to make sure we good out here, man. We got to make sure we straight, man. And I'm on my journey now. That's why I'm talking to y'all. And it's not an easy journey. It's not supposed to be. But hey, man, this is a little short, little whatever, whatever. This is a Traumafied Podcast, man. This your boy, Zell Johnson. Hey, man, y'all do the best y'all can, man. Like, real talk, man. And be honest about it. Like, if you struggling, say, hey, man, I'm a little down and out, but you know, I'm gonna work through it. Hey, man, you know, I've been a little mentally tired, but I'm gonna work through it. hey man, I know I've been snappy this week and I know I've been angry and distant. I'm working through something. Just let people know. Just always say at the end, whenever to put a little cushion on it, always say, yeah, you know, I've been going through this, this and that, but I'm working on it. I'm working through it. So if I seem like this or if I seem like that, my fault. I'm working through something. You ain't got to tell them the details. Just say, hey, I'm working through something. And that, and I'm telling y'all that, and listen to me, whoever's listening, if it's just one person in the middle of nowhere, I'm telling you that because that is what I should have done a lot of times with my emotions. Hey, man, I'm working through it. Hey, sorry, hey, man. You know, and don't even let it get to the point where you get mad. If they're talking to you and you need to say it, just say, hey, listen, man, you know, I might be a little down and out this week, or I might be a little slow this week, or I might be a little off my game this week. I'm going through something and I'm working through it. But if you need something, I got you. If I'm acting a little funny, I'm going through something. And it don't matter if you got to tell them that 10 times a year, because shit happens every day. Shit happens every day that's out of your control. All right? Charmified podcast, man. I'm on the fly. Hey, look. I'm gonna talk to y'all.